What's up, Cox Talks fans? I'm Logan Cox with another episode of Cox Talks. This is episode 5. We're talking about being fat and weight loss in this episode. As always, if you go to anchor.fm/Cox-Talks, you can click the support this podcast button, and that will let you donate 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 monthly to the podcast. Any donations help. That money goes to helping me buy better equipment, better microphones, better everything. That way it doesn't sound like I'm recording this in a tunnel or sitting on my toilet, because I'm not. So again, if you go to anchor.fm/Cox-Talks, there's a purple button in the top portion of the page that says support this podcast. Has a little dollar sign. If you click that little dollar sign, it'll let you subscribe to where you can help donate to the podcast just to make it a little bit better. If you're listening to this on a platform that you don't necessarily like to listen to podcasts on, also remember that we are available for download on anchor.fm/Cox Talks. And then if you search Cox Talks on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and then also if you have any smart speakers, so if you have an Apple Home and you say, hey Siri, play the podcast Cox Talks, it'll play. And then also if you have a Google Home, you can say, hey Google, play the podcast Cox Talks. So hopefully you're listening to us on a platform that you like, hopefully that you're donating, or that you're just enjoying the podcast. So get ready. This will be me and my friend Matt talking about being fat and some other fun things. So hope you like this one. Matt, welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good, man. So how have things been?
Things have been all right. I went to the doctor today I should probably start off by saying this. Not a lot of people know. Maybe a lot of your listeners know. I've been having a lot of health problems the last couple of years, predominantly with my eyes and an autoimmune disease. So today I went to the doctor and actually got my vision fully corrected.
Like, it's your vision is perfect now.
Well, once I get my new prescription here, and I'm going to go to Costco. Shout out to Costco. In about 2 weeks to do a final test, but yeah, I should be back up to 20/20. I've been, my last, about 5-6 years, I've been around 20/45 and both my eyes corrected.
So I have no idea what that means.
So, excuse me, I still have my cough though. I can't get rid of that shit, but I can get my eyes fixed. So an average person's 20/20. The lower number on the backside is better, the higher the number is the worst. So, 20/45 is pretty bad. I mean, I've been back and forth. It's been 20/30, 20/25, but I finally got it today. Went to the doctor and got back up to 20/20, which is a miracle. My doctor said I'd probably never get to that.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I don't know what any of that's like. I've never had eye issues ever. I think the last time I went to the eye doctor, which I go yearly, but the last time I went, I was at 2015 was
what my vision was. That's good vision. But I mean, man, I've been, so it started out a couple years ago, back when I was like 18 years old, I had an autoimmune disease and it attacked my eyes and I lost my vision. They were able to correct to get it back up to 20/20.
I'm not making a joke, but when I hear autoimmune disease, I think AIDS.
It's not AIDS. Trust me, it's not. I wish, actually, I don't wish that was that. What the fuck was I thinking? According to South Park, AIDS is funny. So all you fucking people out there, calm down. I got sick and I was out from 18 to 19 years old. I was pretty much in and out of hospitals. I went back to the doctor, got everything under control. And then around 23, 24 years old, it relapsed. Got it back under control again. And then when I was about 27 years old, I relapsed again.
So fairly recently, because you're in your early 30s or 30?
I'm 30, about to turn 31. So I've been battling this for the last two years about. I've been going to doctors. I've been getting injections actually into my eyeball. I want to let everyone know that is the most painful experience you'll ever experience.
Like an actual needle into your eye?
Yes, into right underneath my pupil. Injecting steroids into my eyes to keep my eyes from getting inflamed.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so I mean, this has affected my life tremendously because, for a lot of people don't know, you know, I've been in some sort of law enforcement. Right now, I'm not really, but I've been in some sort of law enforcement my whole life. And then when I got sick, I lost all my will to continue with that. And I gained, you know, I wasn't never really in like tremendous shape, you know, like, you know, abs and six packs. Only six pack I had was soda in the fridge because I don't drink alcohol. But I never really been in good shape. And I got depressed, really, really bad depression, stopped doing comedy, really stopped hanging out with people. And I gained probably about 75 pounds in that time frame. And I've been depressed about it for a while. And this today going to the doctor was a big, great thing.
Well, that's good. That's super awesome to hear that, like, your vision's getting better and all that stuff. And I understand gaining weight. I joined the Army in 2009, and I was a little heavy, but basic training will shed all of that off of your body. When I got out of basic training, I weighed 165, was in the best shape of my life, went to Germany, did Army stuff. I wasn't just there vacationing or backpacking. I was, I was actually, like, working, doing Army stuff, getting up every morning, having someone scream at me to work out every day, yeah, and stuff like that. So when I got out of the Army, I gained a little bit of weight. I had surgery right before I got out. And I knew I was getting out, so I wasn't in so much of a hurry to get back into, like, running and doing all that kind of shit. I was just kind of, like, milking my time towards the end. I actually had surgery on what is called a varicocele vein, which is basically, like, a varicose vein, like what you see in, like, not being mean, but, like, in old women's legs or old people's legs, typically.
Oh, that just disgusts me. Sorry.
But I had it in my scrotum. And that's not a joke. It's 100% true. I named it Earl when I was in the Army because I figured if it was going to hang out with me, it had better have a name. But I had surgery from a military doctor, and the rumors that you hear about military doctors being the worst are 100% true. I was at the Ramstein Air Force Base, which is where everyone, if you get hurt in Iraq or Afghanistan, you end up coming back to the Ramstein Air Force Base, or Landstuhl, is the name of the regional hospital. And that hospital is where they take burn victims, amputees. Like, it's right out of combat. It's the first real hospital that you get to that isn't like a combat hospital in Iraq or Afghanistan. So It should have some of the best doctors in the world and some of the best care in the world. And they do for those people. But if you're just a regular asshole going in to get a surgery or get something done, they don't spend as much time on you as they would everybody else. So when I had the surgery, the doctor told me, like, hey, listen, it's going to be relatively small. It'll be kind of just under your belt line, just below, like, or just above that, like, pelvic crease, you know, like the crease that goes, like, from your, like, your fupa area to your leg, and then, like, where your genitals hang.
Yeah.
Where your nuts hang. So it was supposed to be, like, right there in that, like, upper area, like, where your pubic hair grows. And he was like, it'll be, like, a quarter of an inch of an incision. You'll never notice that it's there. And it is a 6-inch incision that looks like an earthworm, like, to this day. So, yeah. And I didn't help it much. So they went in, they cut it, they cut the veins, you know, sealed them off, did whatever they had to do. And then I was in the shower one day and I thought that it was like a scab or like a hair. And I pulled really hard and I pulled 6 inches of stitching out.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it may be part of why it looks like shit is my fault. But maybe not. Who knows? But anyway, the moral of the story is I quit working out like the last probably 8 months that I was in the Army. I didn't want to re-injure it. I was kind of nervous about it. So I just didn't, I worked out to an extent, but like not as much as I probably could have.
Yeah.
And so when I got out of the Army, I was considered overweight for the military. I'm 5'11", and at the time I weighed 178 pounds. So I was overweight by like 4 or 5 pounds. It wasn't by much, but it was, you know, I was overweight and I made jokes about it. Like, oh, my last name is Cox. Obviously, it's the name of the podcast. I made jokes about, oh, everybody loves a fat Cox and, oh, big Cox this and that, you know. And like it was my way of like coping with it. But I got out of the Army in 2012, and it is now 2018. So in 6 years, I weigh 100 and, or I'm sorry, 274 pounds.
Dang.
I gained 100 pounds in 6 years. So I get you with weight loss and how life comes at you quick and things change and pop up in your face. I am all on board with you on how bad that stuff sucks.
Well, I mean, where kind of hit me was a couple of years ago. My where when I first realized I was starting to have a problem, but I never took care of it, was a couple of years ago for my birthday. My mom got me a shirt that said, "Fat people are harder to kidnap." Great fucking birthday present.
Right?
So, and then, well, what kind of led us to, I guess, talk about this, because we were kind of discussing about it a little bit off the podcast, but my parents have been nothing but supportive of me during this whole my whole issues and my battling depression for this, you know, all the money that I've probably spent at least 25 grand in medical expenses. They've been just great helping me through this situation. And my final step was, my mom knows, is my weight's been kind of, you know, still a little bit of a depression towards me. And for my birthday, they bought me a membership to that Beachbody Fitness, and then and got I spent, you know, a couple $100 on Nutrisystem for me, which is coming at the end of either this week or next week. I can't remember. So
Good. So you're on to a start then. So
they,
and I am just like you. For Christmas from I think it was my brother and sister-in-law, they got me a t-shirt that said Body by Bacon, and it fit me for about 2 days and then it quit fitting. So like I 100% feel where you're at. And I ended up losing a little bit of weight. I worked at the sheriff's office. So I went yeah, so basically I worked at the sheriff's office. Joined the army, went back to the sheriff's office. Well, I was gone for long enough. I think it was like over 3 years. I was gone for 4 years. They make you go back through the academy. So I had to go back through the sheriff's office academy. So I ended up, you know, dropping. I think when I went through the academy, I probably weighed 220. When I graduated the academy, I was down to 189. So I was pretty close to like where I was whenever I was at my peak in the army. I was only what 20 pounds away from it. 160 was like my lowest. You know, so I was close, and then you got married, had kids, you know, started working a desk job. I don't even blame my wife and kids for it. I think the biggest thing was I got lazy. I stopped working a job where I moved, like walked around constantly, was out doing things, to a job where I sat behind a desk doing tech support. And then I switched to another job where I sit behind a desk doing tech support. And then I've got promoted to another job where I sit behind a desk crunching numbers and doing like support still stuff still. So like I think the biggest thing is that I just quit moving.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, man. I remember when I was at the prison, even though I was still starting this whole ordeal with my health, doing the rounds in the prison just knocks so much weight off of you. And then when I recently went to a desk spot in a support role as well, and it just, you know, in my since I started in April, I've already probably put on 35 pounds.
Yeah, because it's easy. Like, you don't think about it. You do the same things that you've always done. You eat the same things that you've always eaten before. But instead, like, when I worked at the sheriff's office, it was the same thing. Every 25 minutes, we had to do a security walk, and you're walking, you know, upstairs, downstairs, across the housing area, into another one, upstairs, downstairs, you know, and then there's not a whole lot of downtime. So as you're eating, you know, maybe a candy bar, or you're eating a Pop-Tart as your day goes on, or eating just some form of bullshit. You don't really think about it because you're burning those calories on your next security walk that you're walking every 25 minutes.
Oh,
But
yeah.
now we both sit at desks and you eat that same Pop-Tart, or you have, you know, maybe a little extra sugar, a little extra creamer in your coffee, or you have that can of soda that you're not really thinking about, but then you just sit at your desk and you don't do anything. And then it just builds and builds and builds. And one day you look in the mirror and you're like, who the fuck am I?
Well, I mean, and my niece's birthday was on Saturday, so we were all together taking, excuse me, family pictures. And my mom sent me one of me, my sister, and my niece, and I didn't even recognize myself. I can't believe how fat I've gotten.
Yeah.
It's gotten pretty bad.
Dude, I know exactly how you. I mean, gaining 100 pounds, that's. I've gained a toddler in
I
six
know.
years. I mean, not even like a teenage girl.
And to kind of make this serious but a little bit funny too, do you notice a depression in your side of the bed, like, you know, where you're at?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's very noticeable. Like, my wife has laid on my side of the bed, She's like, holy fuck, how do you not roll out of bed?
Dude, well, that almost happened to me my last time I had sex because the depression is so bad in my bed. Like, when we were getting a little into it, me and my last girl I was dating, we almost fell off the bed. And then when we tried to reposition, half my body was in the crease, and it just, I couldn't move. It was bad. I had to flip my bed, actually, this week.
So. Yeah, it's awful. It's insane how it happens. So, yeah, I'm definitely ready for a change.
So, I know Corey isn't joining us tonight, and me and him have been talking about you a little bit, too. We need to – Corey was also – I mean, I'll let him tell us that story when he's on, too. But when he met me in Vegas prior to coming back from Seattle, I didn't recognize him at first because he's dropped a shit ton of weight. And like I said, I'll let him tell us that of the story, but it's kind of inspired me to lose some weight, and he's also – kind of started a bet between me and you, and I guess he's kind of involved in it a little bit too, but not as in depth as me and you. And I'm ready to officially start this bet tomorrow. Well, I mean, I bet you probably already started tonight, but I'm ready to start it tomorrow, and I'm gonna kick your ass. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
First off, that's not gonna happen. So second of all, here's basically what everything that Matt's talking about. So our friend Corey, how tall would you say Corey is? 6'4"?
He's a little bit taller than me, and I'm 6'2½, 6'3", depending on which Circle K I exit that day.
So he's close to 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, probably.
Corey's a big dude. When I met Corey, he weighed probably 230, 240. And I don't know what the biggest he ever got was, but I know that he did get bigger than that. And then he moved to Seattle, started doing CrossFit, or just decided one day that he wanted to make a life change. Like, he was sick of being the fat guy. So he started doing CrossFit, he started eating right, just made a lifestyle change, and now he looks significantly better. So I know it can be done because I've done it before in the military. You know it can be done because you've seen people do it. So we're just going to kind of challenge each other, and this is really like stealing an idea from another comedian. And I know I've talked about him on here a bunch, Bert Kreischer. He's a super funny comedian. If you don't know who he is and you have Netflix, which everybody does, or at least you have a password to Netflix, he has a new special that just came out on Netflix called Secret Time. Listen to it. It's super funny. He's a hilarious comedian. I opened for him. I've met him, hung out with him. He's a great guy. But him and another comedian named Tom Segura, who is also on Netflix, they had a weight loss challenge. So they both weighed like 250, 260. And they had a weight loss challenge. It was basically who could lose the most weight in a 30-day period. So ours will be slightly longer than that. We are going to go technically from today, so August 27th, and we are going until October 3rd. So I did the math on it yesterday, and I think that it is like 38 days total is what it is. And I'll actually look it up, so don't mind the keyboard, but I'm going to look up the exact time.
And I apologize, it's my fault because it's a little bit longer than 30 days because I'll be out of town at the actual 30-day mark.
All right, so how many days until October 3rd? So we are at 36 days, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and 21 seconds as of right now. So
thanks, Siri.
If you're tracking that, it is 8:55 p.m. on 8/27, which is Monday, August 27th. So we're 36 days away. So in 36 days, we're going to see who can lose the most weight. So just kind of the baseline statistics of it. When we talked yesterday, I weighed 274 pounds and I am 5'11". You are 6'2" and you weighed 302 pounds. And we'll get in a mine was an official weight. I was on a scale a few days ago. I don't know if you were at the doctor today or whatever, and that's changed.
I've not stepped on. I stepped on my parents' scale last weekend, and I ordered a scale off of Amazon. It'll be in tomorrow, and I'll have an official weigh-in tomorrow.
Cool. So we will post your official weight on Facebook. We'll post my official weight on Facebook, and then we basically have just pulled up a real, like, easy to use chart on. Online that basically just shows like what our body weight is. So currently, if you are at 302, I am at 274. My BMI is 38.2. Your BMI, Matt, is 38.8. So our weights are different, but because of our heights, we're actually relatively close in BMI. And I get that it's not like a super accurate BMI because you need muscle, which we both don't have a whole lot of. And I think Stephen Hawking had more muscle than you and I both.
I don't know what's going on right now.
He's dead, so we shouldn't talk like that. That was mean of me. But anyway, so 38.2 for me, 38.8 for you. So we are both relatively close in BMI, which is cool. Like, that makes this a lot more fun, I think.
And are we going off of BMI or are we going off of weight? Because I know that sometimes you can drop weight faster than me, but the BMI kind of makes it a little more even. Is that true?
I think we'll go off of both. So if I drop a ton more weight, but your BMI is still in line with mine, then we'll have to determine. We'll let Corey be the judge of it, basically, on who wins. So basically, really what we're both shooting for, and I get that 30 days is a huge stretch for this to happen, but it's still our goal, is we're both shooting just to get out of the obese range and into the overweight range, which is a super American thing to do. Like, I'm cool with being fat, just not like super fat. So we both fall into the obese category, barely. We're not in the extreme obesity. And I'll post the chart that we're using. So for me, being 5'11", I need to be down I have to be down to 214 pounds. So the scale is kind of weird that I'm looking at. The scale that I'm looking at says for overweight, for my height, it's 179 to 208. But then obese is 215 to 279. So realistically, I need to be, I guess, out of that range because it's not on their scale. So I need to be anywhere between 208 and 214 to be successful. And then anything additional is just extra weight that I've lost. You are, what did you say, 6'3"?
A little bit between. I'm between like 6'2", 6'3". So we'll just go 6'2".
So it's 6'2", 302 pounds. You were 1 pound away from the super obese. So you need to get, your range is for just obese is 233 to 303. And then for overweight is 194 to 225. So to be out of obese, you need to be to 232, and then anywhere from 225 to 232. And then anything extra is just extra success.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you. I don't think I'm going to get down to 232 in a month.
And you know what? I don't think I'm going to either, but it's just kind of a good, like, it's a good marker to look at.
Yeah, so, no, I get you.
And then I think we both agree that there needs to be some sort of a wager on the line. And I'm talking like we haven't already planned this out. But we wanted to make it as fun as we could without it being like, I'll kick you in the dick or you punch your mom in the eye. Like, we're not doing anything like stupid, shockingly crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, nothing monetary because we're both kind of broke.
Right. So Corey will be in on this too, but Corey's just a judge. And he's going to try, he said he's currently at 220. He's going to try and get down to 200 pounds. So he's in on it. He isn't a winner or a loser. He's just doing it to support his friends. And then Matt and I have both decided that we are going to do the Death Nut Challenge. So whoever loses the least amount of weight or the least amount of BMI, whatever we decide, as we get to the end, the person who loses will eat the Death Nut Challenge, and that is by Blazing Food Charlotte. Basically something that I found on Amazon.com. And it's a real thing. It's made by the same guy who makes the Pepper X, which is hotter than the Carolina Reaper. So I believe his name is, I'll look it up really, really quick. But so it's basically just a food challenge of hot foods.
Oh, fuck. I forgot we agreed to that.
And I am okay. So it's basically, it's a pepper that's bred by Ed Curry is his name, which is a funny name that's his curry because it is a spice or a pepper. So he is out of Rock Hill, South Carolina, and he actually owns a farm. I believe it's called Smokin' Ed's. Yeah, so Pucker Butt Pepper Company. And his name is Smokin' Ed. So he created the Pepper X, and it is basically a crossbreed of the Carolina Reaper. So it's hotter than a Carolina Reaper pepper. So I'm going to go over the Yeah, I'm going to go over the challenge here really quickly. The first thing, and I'll post all the pictures of this on Facebook in the next day or so. So it says, welcome to the Death Nut Challenge. And then one of the first things that you see is, caution, extremely hot, wear gloves in bright yellow with asterisks on either side.
Oh, fuck me.
So I'm going to read step 1 through 4 for the challenge, and we will do the challenge. Whoever loses, no matter what, no matter how bad it sucks, there is no quitting. If you quit, that's when we get to the extreme. Like, that's when you get punched in the nuts or you get, you know, something crazy, because you can't quit this. You've already lost. There is no quitting.
Yeah.
So we both agree on that, right?
Yeah. But my question is we also need to figure out what happens if for some odd reason we tie.
Oh, yeah. Well, then we both do it. We buy two of these and we both do it, because there's no winner.
Oh, fuck me.
So that extra motivation to pass each other. So this says, number one, so these are in blister packs. So it says, flip the blister over and use your thumbnail to pierce foil behind peanut number one. Push the peanut through. Make sure your camera is filming. Oh, so they want you to film this. Pop in your mouth. Chew slowly and thoroughly for 30 seconds and swallow. So then number two, it says pause for 90 seconds, but no more than 180 seconds, and allow the pepper to fully bloom before moving on to the next step. And then it says no milk, water, or other liquids allowed. Repeat steps 1 and 2 for each of the remaining peanuts in sequence. So basically, you have to chew it for 30 seconds, wait for a minute and a half, so wait for 90 seconds, and then start the next peanut. And then you have to go all the way through these. And it says, as you're doing the challenge, share your experience. Oh, whatever. Fuck you. You're not going to tell me what to do. So so there's three. Each one looks like it has 3 or 4 peanuts in it. And there are 5 blister packs.
Okay.
So number one is getting started. It's ghost peppers with Carolina Reaper powder. Which sounds fucking terrible.
Oh my god. I don't know if I can, even if
so it's super lightly coated. So these ones, like the first two, you can actually see the peanut.
Okay.
And it's not like super coated. So it's ghost peppers and Carolina Reaper, like a super light coating. Number two is scorpion butch tea peppers plus Carolina Reaper powder. Again, still a super light dusting. Number three is heat and flavor. It's Carolina Reaper's chocolate bootla. Plus Carolina Reaper powder. And that one's a little darker. You can't actually see the white of the peanut anymore. Okay. Number four says pain sets in. It's Carolina Reaper peppers. 7-pot Dougla. 7-pot brain strain. Plus Carolina Reaper powder. So I'm big into peppers and hot sauce. And I love the show Hot Ones on YouTube. If you haven't watched it, go listen to it. And that's where I've learned a lot about these peppers. I have never heard of 7-pot brain strain. Or the 7-pot Dougla. I have no fucking idea what that is. And then number 5, which is it. This is, you know, the hottest peppers, or the hottest peanuts. It is Pepper X Pepper, which is like something like 10 times hotter than a Carolina Reaper.
I'm sorry, I coughed. What did you say?
I'm doing a little. A Carolina Reaper.
Okay. Sorry. I should have done a little more research before I said yes to this challenge.
You probably should. Oh, so it's twice as hot as a Reaper. So I'll look up the Scoville scale here in a second.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah. So it's Pepper X Peppers, Carolina Reaper Peppers, Scorpion Peppers, and then Carolina Reaper Powder. So it is a mixture of of the hottest things that you can get to put into your face. And it is... We have to do it. So we've already agreed on it. We're going to do it. This is hotter than pepper spray. So like 10 times, you know, 20 times hotter than pepper spray. And we are going to do this. So.
All right. If there's anyone out there listening that's a nurse or a doctor, please come to my house or to where we agree to do this. So that way you could be on standby for when I have a heart attack.
So the Carolina Reaper pepper is 1,400,000 to 2,200,000 Scovilles, and the Pepper X is 2 times hotter. So you're talking at the maximum end of the scale, you know, 4,400,000 Scoville units, which is what they rank heat on or peppers on. So it won't be fun for either of us. So losing this will fucking suck. So we definitely want to win this. But you're in on it. You've agreed to it. I've agreed to it.
I know I agreed on it. Now I really hate my life.
Corey's agreed to it. So what we won't do is we are not going to bother you every week. Every week is not going to be a weight loss show. You're not going to get one weight loss show a week or two a week. You may get one or two in the entire 36-day period. But we're not going to blow people up with this because it's boring as fuck to know what I ate or, you know, anything like that. Like, we may do one update like 15 days in just to see where we are compared to where we were. And we will be posting on Facebook our pictures. So it will be like a dated, something dated. So whether it's a newspaper or it's a, you know, some sort of an article on our phone, something, you know, that we can prove a date with. And we will use a scale. We'll post pictures directly to the Facebook page and to the Instagram page. So if you follow us at Cox Talks Podcast on Instagram or Cox Talks Podcast on Facebook, we'll have all of this stuff posted.
Now, my question to you is, are we, sorry if this sounds strange, but are we going to do like shirtless pictures before or after too? Because I'm willing
if
to
you
that.
Want to, I'm down for it. So if you do it, I'll do it. If you don't want to do it, then we'll skip it. But I think
I want people to see my pictures.
As long as we do the scale check in at halfway, and then we'll do a final show where we'll have all of us hopefully in person, and we will do a big thing, and then on that podcast, whoever the loser is on that last podcast, so it will actually fall on a recording day, because October 3rd is a Wednesday. So Wednesday we normally record, then Thursday the episode comes out every Monday and Thursday. And then that Friday I leave for Vegas. So I actually have a lot more in this than you do to not eat these fucking peppers, because I don't have a few days to recover. I will be in Vegas the day after we eat these fucking things if I lose.
Oh, that sucks for you. Oh, but I still got to work that following day, though.
Oh, that sucks for both of us.
So that'll suck for, it'll suck for both
so
of us.
So that one will be a bit longer of a podcast because we will do in person. We'll do a weigh-in. We'll do a final weigh-in. We will do, you know, the loser challenge, and we will record the loser challenge from start to finish. No editing, no cutting, you know, as live as we can do it. I might even live stream it on Facebook or...
That's what I was going to say. We should get Corey's GoPro.
Yeah, and I have one too. So we can get multiple angles. We can put it on YouTube. But this is, without boring anybody else, I think this will pretty much wrap the episode here pretty quickly. This is just the beginning, the intro to us doing a weight loss challenge. So with that being said, I am okay with being fat shamed because I don't think it's a real thing. Matt is okay with being fat shamed. If you see us, call us fat. You see us eating a burger, come smack it out of our fucking hands. You... need keep us honest. We don't want to lie to anybody that's listening to us. We enjoy the 46 Facebook subscribers that we have. We enjoy, you know, everyone who follows us and listens to us. Like, you matter to us, as corny as that sounds. So what we will do is we will keep it as real as we possibly can. So if you see us, call us fat. If you follow us on Facebook, do whatever you got to do. Help motivate us. You're not going to offend us, I promise. You might get shit talked back to you, but that's just something that you're going to have to deal with.
And also, I want to just point out too, and not to sound like a little, you know, whiny little person, but if anyone out there is also having issues with weight and would like to talk to us and you know, not in, you know, indulge in the final episode of Eating the Pepper, but want to do it along with us and want to track their weight with us, please do. Because I know how shitty it is to be fat, how shitty it is to live this lifestyle. I mean, I just sit up from sitting on the couch and move to a chair, and I'm already winded from it right now. So if you want to do it with us, you know, just be a satellite, or if you want to just talk about it and, you know, work through some issues, I'm at least here for you to talk with you. I don't care who you are.
Just reach out. It's not much I'm going to say to you that you probably don't already know. I think you just have to get to your fattest point and make a change. So if you want to do it with us, do it. I know You know, there may be people who want to join in. My brother, he's a fat fuck. He might want to do he might want to do it with us. And I say it lovingly. So if you're a fat fuck, like Matt and I are fat fucks, and you want to jump in on this, do it. Post with us. You know, chat on Facebook. You know, go to the Facebook page and write to us that you're following along with us or that you're doing it with us. And by all means, we can, you know, we can make this a big community thing with, you know, as little as our community is. You know, like our page, share our page, get everybody involved. If you have a friend who doesn't listen to our podcast and they're fat too, or you're skinny and your friend's fat and you want them to do it with us, like you're not alone in this. We're stealing the idea from someone else. So this clearly is an idea that's been done before. You know, we're stealing it from two actual comedians. Steal the idea from us and do it too. I think the best thing we can do is all get healthy and all get skinnier. I'm not saying that we're going to be, you know, supermodels by the end of this, but if I can become 30 pounds less than I am, 40 pounds less than I am currently, then that's a win for me. So
Yeah, and even if I end up having to eat the hottest things or the hot peanuts and but I still lost 25 pounds, it was worth it.
absolutely. I completely agree. So, Matt, anything else that you want to add to the challenge or anything else that you want to say?
I just wanted to say I am so happy we're doing this right now because the White Castle is opening up down the street from my house in about a year and a half. So let's get this out of the way before that bitch
So
opens.
that will conclude the episode for tonight. You know where to find us. If you're listening to us by now, you know where to find us. So instead of me telling you where to find us online or where to stream us, share our Facebook page with your friends. Share the podcast with your friends. It's only going to get better. It's only going to get funnier. It's only going to get bigger. Let's have fun with it. And Matt, I'm going to beat the fuck out of your fat ass as far as losing weight goes.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you. You probably will, but I'm going to have fun doing this, and we're going to fuck each other up
I
somehow.
love it.
So,
Matt, have a good night. Everyone else, thank
you
you
too,
for
bud.
listening, and I hope that you are ready for a fun challenge.
Deuces.